Alberta Infrastructure is hosting a public information session on March 14 to provide an update on the Red Deer Regional Hospital Centre expansion project. The session will be run from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Chalet at Westerner Park. The 2024-25 provincial budget, which still needs to be passed, includes a capital plan that provides $810 million over the next 3 years for the $1.8 billion redevelopment of the hospital. Alberta Infrastructure says that the schematic design on the project was recently completed. The next step is design development, which involves creating the entire construction plan, including building finishes as well as plumbing and electrical components. The department said that the project continues to be on time and on budget. Previously, it was said construction was not expected to start until about 2027-28 and wrap by 2030-31. But Health Minister and Red Deer North MLA Adriana LaGrange said last July she was hoping to get shovels in the ground sooner. Related: construction and staffing for Red Deer Hospital expansion in doubt, says NDP. Throughout redevelopment, the hospital will remain operational. The redevelopment will help improve patient flow and reduce emergency department wait times through increased capacity, and supports the Alberta Surgical Initiative by providing additional pre- and post-operative spaces. Once complete, the new expansion will add up to 200 beds to the existing facility, bringing the total number of beds to up to 570. Related: $810 million in budget for Red Deer Hospital expansion. There are three major construction phases of the redevelopment, which will be run as two separate projects. Project 1. Construction of a new inpatient tower, and an expansion and renovation of the existing hospital's main building. Project 2. Construction of an ambulatory care building using a public-private partnership, P3, delivery model. The project will upgrade several services throughout the hospital site, including an additional inpatient tower, three new operating rooms, new medical device reprocessing department, new cardiac catheterization labs, renovations to various areas within the main building, newly renovated and expanded emergency department, a new ambulatory clinic building to be located adjacent to the surface parkade. News tips: like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.